Greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus, all of you. Blessing to gather together again. See your happy faces. Do you remember? What is it called when someone leaves the army? When they run away from the battle? What's the word that describes that?
Desert.
Deserting, he said. To desert. And what did the song say about that this morning? Use that word. Remember? Every one of you girls have it on the tip of your tongue. Come on. Somebody, come on, out with it. We sang it. Don't just sing. Sing. Know what you're singing about. Come on, we used that word in the song this morning.
I will not desert you, I suppose.
Yes, that soul that on Jesus hath leaned for repose. Jesus says, I will not. Desert to his foes. That means I won't go and leave the battle and join the other side. Because usually when someone deserts, well, always, I think, when someone deserts, they desert to something else. Whether it's to themselves or whether it's to the enemy of the other side. Usually, we are deserting to the other side when we desert. When we go to ourselves and quit fighting the battle. That just blesses me. Jesus says twice. Or God says twice. I will not desert to his foes. That's such a blessing. Did you have any prayer requests this morning?
Josue.
Let's pray for Josue. In Mexico. So glad that he's doing better with his... doesn't have any symptoms anymore with sickness. Pray for Brother Raul. He has some complications that he's trying to get over with from his sickness. Keep praying for Raul. He'd be the one that we should be praying for with some stuff he's struggling with physically because of that. Anyone else?
Keep praying for Connie and
Shuri. All right, is that it? Is Brother Floyd here? No, he's not. Maybe Brother Brian Gray, would you pray for us this morning?
Dear Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for the opportunity you've given us to be together. Pray for your guidance and direction in our lives. Pray for our brothers in need in other places. Pray for our brothers in Mexico, for Josue, Raul. Pray for our friends in Colombia. Pray for the brothers in Brazil, Peru, Luis Carr. Pray for his health and strength. Pray that you help us to follow you and do your will this
week. Walk in the light. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let's turn to 29. Okay, a little bit of practice this morning on you jumping in loud and clear when it's your turn. And in this case, ladies and the men, when it's their turn, just bring it on. Powerful. And remember, don't just sing.
Sing.
All right. Lead me safely on.
Lead safely on.
faster. Keep it pulsed. Watch my hand. Keep it pulsed. Keep looking up here, okay? Ready? You're doing three.
Three storms of life meet the ocean's fall. Keep me safely onto my heavenly home. At the count of life on the other shore, let me freely drink till I thirst no more. Lead me on by the straight and narrow way.
Jumped in there real well. Maybe you were focusing on that so hard to really, really put it on when it's your turn. But let's keep that tempo. We just and be able to do that and stay with that, whether you get quiet or loud. And let's work on it. Next, sowing in the morning. A little story to tell you. Took a few little screenshots here. I just wanted to. Brother Noel Shaw. I hope I get to see him in glory someday. Church of Christ. I think there was a restoration movement, the disciples, and so forth. He was involved in all that. But a singer, quite a singer. And he was an evangelist. He baptized 11,000 people, something like that, in his lifetime. But his last words were, "It is a grand thing to rally people to the cross of Christ." Last words. And he died in a train wreck. I think I mentioned it a few Sundays ago or some time ago. In McKinney, Texas, and a Methodist minister on board said that Brother Knowles pushed him to safety, pushed him out of harm's way as the train car was flipping three times. He gave him a push, got him out of harm's way, and then the train car landed in standing water, and he was trapped under there, Brother Knowles was, and he had his hands sticking out of the water, pointing upward. Isn't that glorious? Pointing upward. And even though they got his body out of the wreck, then he had a big cut in his hand. But he was still pointing upward. It's just glorious remembrance of him, biography. Seems like there was a few more details. He wrote the tune for "I Am the Vine" and "Ye Are the Branches." "We Saw Thee Not." We've sung that before. I'm working on getting that in a different tune, a tune that's more familiar or more common with that, with those words. But "We Saw Thee Not," and of course, "Sowing in the Morning." Alrighty. Seemed like there was another little detail about that. That's pretty well it. He was well known, and the nation was in shock at his death, because at that time he had been well known. Sowing in the morning, and be ready if I should call out men or ladies. That means only ladies or only men, okay? Be ready and give it loud and clear. We're gonna sing. We're gonna start the first verse and sing, and then I give you, man, a warning. This first, we shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves. You do it. Soprano and tenor and bass.
Okay, so some of us.
Some of us soprano, some of you switch to soprano, loud and clear. Yeah, quite a few of you. I think that whole row, just that, this whole row here, just switched to soprano. Go strong. And on that, but then we'll go back to normal. Go back to normal.
So, forgive me.
Just that little phrase, bringing in the sheaves, we shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves, right there in the middle of the song, right before the chorus.
We shall come rejoicing.
Yes, yes. And just then, do that, and then we're all back to normal.
And then bringing the sheaves back to normal.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Got that?
Got it.
Just the men are going to do that there, and then I'll tell you how we go. Okay? If I say ladies, you go. Just
sorry, later. One more time. We shall come rejoicing. That's men.
We shall come rejoicing.
Okay.
Yes. Bringing in the sheaves. But they've been bringing in the sheaves. See that whole thing there up to the chorus, up to the beginning of the chorus. That line. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves.
Yeah.
Okay? Let's just have you all tell us what we're talking about in this song.
Sowing in the morning, sowing seeds of kindness, sowing in the noontide and the dewy, waiting for the harvest and the time of reaping, we shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves.
Where are you? Oh, no, ladies, you're still singing. That was men right there, okay? First verse, just first verse, the men. We had a guy up here looking around and seeing what he could see, running around. Okay. I wanted to see it too, real bad. Anyway, so okay, keep on it, okay? You got that? Men, we shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves. You ladies, shh, okay? Do it.
Sowing in the morning, sowing seeds of kindness, sowing in the noontide and the dewy, waiting for the harvest and the time of reaping, we shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves.
Stronger.
Sowing in the sun.
there. Corbin stole my other one, How Firm a Foundation. That's all right. We'll do it another time. Practice on that a little bit. That's good. Let's go up here to one of the late ones. Okay, 135. Let's all do soprano on the first verse, and I want you all to practice these roller coaster slurs here. And it's not hard, but we just have to practice it a little bit. So we're going, oh, for a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise, my great. Can you do that? That's practicing. Everyone, first verse. Did I say 135? Yeah. Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise, my great Redeemer's praise, the glories of my God and King, the triumphs of the triumphs. You looking away. All together, all on your parts. Let's sing normal now. And let's get those nice slurs out there. How does the tenor go? Let's help the tenor. Everyone, tenor, start out.
For a thousand tongues to sing.
That's good practice for you all. Let's do that.
For a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise, my great Redeemer's praise.
Okay, stop there. Let's try to get that slur.
So my grace.
Hear that? That's good. I heard you.
My grace. My grace.
That's doing good. One more time. Let's go the whole way through that phrase.
My great Redeemer's praise.
Okay, we were trying to help them out. Let's all go together.
My great Redeemer.
Let's sing that first, normal, and And I want you to listen to that bass through that. The triumphs of my grace. Oh, his grace, triumphs of his grace. Okay. Listen to that. First verse. Oh, for a thousand times to sing my great Redeemer's praise, my great Redeemer's praise, the glories of my God and King, the glorious yawns. All right, boy, somehow I'm going to have to excite you more. I'm going to have to jump up on this pulpit. Okay, all right, let's go back. You can go back, y'all. And you young man are going to say your part.
For last week, the assignments to tell of an encouragement of part of a poem or a song that you like, or verse. And I like the song Follow the Path of Jesus, because it's just a good encouragement, a simple thing about sticking on the path, not drifting on the course. Simple.
And praise God from whom all blessings flow. That just encourages me to praise God even when times are hard.
A couple things that help me a lot is thinking when you're going through, think that you might have it a little hard or just something might not be going right, just count your blessings and everything give thanks. And just, that just helps.
Keep yourself from blessings and everything.
I got part of Psalm 180b in the old songbook. Oh, happy is the man who hears instruction's warning voice, and whose celestial wisdom makes his early only choice. It helps me to remember that if I follow instruction from people that are over me, it'll go a lot more smooth.
I like the part of the poem If by Rudyard Kipling. It says, if you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, then at the end it says, then you'll be a man, my son. I was thinking, now there's a lot of people losing their heads nowadays and stuff and blaming it on people who aren't, and you got to really try to think about what's actually right.
Like with something going quite right or going your way, I always like that. Or something wrong or something. As I tell myself, it could always be worse. So there's always someone out there that has it worse than me.
One of my favorite verses is Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me.
I thought of the verse, I don't remember where it's found, but it's, never be dismayed, nor be afraid, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. And I was thought about that verse, just gotta lean on trust God.
Something that encourages me is that it says in the Bible that God is in control of everything. With this virus, we may think that it's terrible, but He's put it in our lives for a reason. But it'll all come out to the glory of God. We just don't see the good part yet.
Sometimes a song will go through my head to help me keep my mind on track, and one of them is I Thank the Lord My Maker, which is also... It's the same song or same tune as Stand Up for Jesus, which is another. I'll find myself singing those words, I Thank the Lord My Maker, and then I'll sing the ones from the other, the regular words. anyway, it's just, it's a blessing to think about how no matter how we feel or what may be going on around us, if we just sing that song, we can, out of our own mouth, we can speak the truth, and that's always true. You know, I thank the Lord my Maker for all his gifts to me, for making me a partaker of bounties rich and free, for father and for mother who give me clothes and food, for sister and for brother and all the kind and good. And those words are true no matter what's going on around us.
I thought of a song, God Leads Us Along, and tells about how God sometimes leads us through easy times and through hard times, but we just gotta follow his lead and stick to truth, and then we'll end up with him.
I thought of the verse out of the song, somebody filled the day with light, constantly chased away the night. Somebody's work bore joy and peace. Surely his light shall never cease. Was that somebody you? That's just something to work toward and being a light.